Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're going to be talking with Kevin McLaughlin, who sat down with us for a couple minutes before taking off for Washington, D.C., where he will be helping the U.S. under-18 select team get ready to participate in the 2012 Ivan Hlinka tournament. The team will spend 3 days in Washington, D.C., training before taking off for overseas to the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Harry. Thanks for inviting me.
So I know that you're involved with the 2012, the U.S. under-18 select team that will participate in the Ivan Hlinka Memorial Tournament. What's your role with the team?
Well, I'm kind of leading our group as the manager of our team. I was responsible for overseeing our selection process in Rochester, New York a couple of weeks ago, responsible for putting our coaching staff and support staff together, and hopefully I've done a good job with that. I've got a lot of confidence that we have some very good players on this year's team. We've got an excellent staff with a lot of experience, and hopefully the majority of my work is done at this point. I'm just there to pick up the loose pieces and help with any administrative tasks that we have to make sure that we're where we're supposed to be on time, make sure our flights and our luggage and our meals and our hotel, those types of things, and then represent our team at the directorate meetings with the tournament and anything that we might need between our team and the tournament.
And have you been involved with this tournament in the past? If so, what kind of having that experience, how does that help you going into the tournament this year?
I've been going to this tournament as the leader of the U.S. team now for about 13 years, and I think every year I learn something different. Hopefully it makes me a little bit more valuable to our team and to our players and our coaches with my experience, whether it be with preparation for this tournament, whether it's helping to select the proper staff, helping to select the players and advise the coaches on the proper attitudes and character that we need from a group of kids that are going to represent the United States in our international competition. I think the experience of traveling internationally, going to a country like Czech Republic, playing against the competition, the world-class competition like this, I think it really helps our contingent hopefully be best prepared so that we can be successful in the event.
So can you talk a little bit about the tournament? You know, it's named after the great Ivan Hlinka, who had a great career, if I remember right, was not only as a player but also as a coach. But can you talk a little bit about the tournament and a little bit about the competition you'll be facing this year?
Sure. The tournament's divided into two brackets of four teams, so there's eight total teams in the event. Our bracket this year, we're based in the Breslav Czech Republic bracket. We'll face Czech Republic, we'll face Russia and Finland. And then in the other bracket, it's hosted in Piešťany, Slovakia. You'll have Slovakia, Sweden, Switzerland, and Canada. This event, and then the winners of those, the top two teams from those two brackets will cross over, play semifinal games, and then the winners of those games will advance to the championship game. This is probably the most scouted event for the NHL leading into this year's draft, because this is the first time the national teams will be put together from these top eight nations. So it's a good sneak peek for these NHL teams to see next year's draft potential class. And it's the only time for the majority of the countries to where they get a chance to put together their best players, because there's no conflicts with their in-season teams that they play on. So sometimes for the World Championships, the under-18 World Championships, it's difficult to get some of those really elite players away from their elite team that they're playing on at that time in the middle of the season, which might actually be in the middle of a playoff run for them.
As with most of these international tournaments, we're going to be looking at some of the stars of tomorrow. Can you talk about some of the players over the years? You said you've been involved in this tournament for a long time. Some of the quote-unquote famous alumni who have participated in this tournament and maybe gone on to bigger and better things?
Sure. From the international side, from outside the U.S., players we've played against, players like Sidney Crosby, Ovechkin, Malkin, Larson from Sweden, some of the world's best players right now in the NHL. In addition to that, from our side, Dustin Brown, the captain of L.A., just won the Stanley Cup. Zach Parise. We've had Corey Schneider, Keith Yandel, Alec Martinez, Max Pacioretty, Kyle Okposo, John Carlson, and then last year's team we had Alex Galchenyuk, who was the number three draft in this year's NHL draft. So, you know, world-class players, it's really exciting, and it's a blast to see all the kids, the elite players from around the world in this birth year come together, even though it is August hockey. Everybody, you know, might not be at their peak performance level, but it's great to see the high-end skill and the world-class abilities of these young players, because it's kind of setting the table for what you're going to see coming up in the NHL in just a couple of years.
No wonder the NHL scouts this tournament so well. Can you talk a little bit about the U.S. seems to have done fairly well in this tournament over the years. I know it won it in 2003 and has finished in second seven different times. From what you've seen so far of the team you put together for this year, what's your thought about the type of team you've got going over to represent the United States?
Well, I think we have some excellent players. We've got, I believe it's eight players that played in the USHL this year. So, you know, a lot of junior hockey experience playing against bigger, stronger, older players in our top junior league in the United States. We've got a couple of players. Devin Williams is a goalie that played in the CHL this year. Adam Ernie played in the Quebec League this year. World-class players. Anthony D'Angelo on D played for Sarnia in the CHL this year. So, I think we've got some world-class talent at every position. You know, it always seems to come down to goaltending for us. If we can keep the puck out of our net, do well on special teams, and score a couple of goals, I think we'll have a chance to win.
And the team you were saying before was selected from the Select 17 player development camp that was held in Rochester?
Yes, all these players went through a selection process starting at their affiliate and going to their district level tryouts, and then we held a week-long camp in Rochester, New York a couple of weeks ago with about 188 players for a week, and then we had an all-star game and a championship game. Our coaching staff spent a lot of hours watching, interviewing players, watching them perform on the ice, getting feedback from their team coaches they were on. You know, character is a huge issue in a short-term event like this, and we want to make sure we have highly, highly competitive players with good character so that when we do face a little adversity, whether it be officiating, whether it be falling down to the to another team by a goal or two, that we've got the right character, we've got the right kids with the right mindset that are going to give us a chance to win this thing.
I also know you have 11 players representing 11 different states, including three from California and three from New Jersey. What does that say about the overall quality of hockey being played in the United States, that you could have these kids from these places come in and represent the United States?
Well, I think you're seeing this with the NHL draft. I think you're seeing it with the National Hockey League, definitely with college hockey. You know, hockey's growing thanks to the National Hockey League in all across the country. People are able to watch the NHL on TV now, when maybe a few years ago they weren't. So I think the interest level's growing. I think with the interest level, the numbers of players grow. You know, and with our coaching program, providing good education for our local youth hockey coaches, I think, you know, you're seeing the fruits of those labors, and now you're seeing players from non-traditional hockey areas making our national teams. And I know it's extremely exciting for us. It is a bit challenging when you go to throw a short-term event team together, that you don't get a lot of practices. Travel, kids have to travel from all different time zones just to meet up in Washington, D.C. before we head overseas. But I think it's extremely exciting because we're getting more elite players. If you look back 10 or 12 years ago, I think our player pool is much deeper than it used to be. We're still getting elite players from New England, still getting elite players from New York, Michigan, and Minnesota, but we're complementing that now with a deeper talent pool and more good elite players to complement those traditional hockey areas. So hopefully our rosters are better for it.
Absolutely. Hopefully, sounds like the game is better for it as well. Can you talk about the coaching staff that you've assembled to lead these kids overseas?
We've got Matt Herr is our head coach, and Matt played in the National Hockey League, played at the University of Michigan, was actually the captain of Michigan, and won two national championships. So, then he played pro in Europe for a while. So he's got a lot of familiarity with the international game, a lot of familiarity coaching this age group. He was the assistant coach on the team last year, played for the Washington Capitals a little bit, which is where we hold our training camp. And so Matt has a lot of experience, and he's a heck of a coach, and he's a leader of young men. So I think he's going to provide, you know, the ultimate leadership for this team. Assistant coach is Bob Corkum, and Bob was actually the head coach of our under-17 team last year with this birth year. So Bob brings his experience in coaching this birth year last year, knows the players that were on our select team last year, but he also knows the player pool. And Bob is the associate head coach at the University of Maine. So even in his recruiting, his day-to-day job as being on the road watching players of this age group play during the season, brings a wealth of knowledge of the player pool. Nick Four is an assistant coach at our National Team Development Program in Ann Arbor. Nick brings his experience at Ann Arbor with this age group, but also understands the competition we'll be seeing. So the Ann Arbor team last year, the under-17 team, played this birth year in a couple of international events. So his expertise that he's bringing to our team is that he has actually coached against some of these other teams and their elite players. Roger Grillo is our ADM regional manager, and he's responsible for this birth year. So he's been with this group since they were at their 14 national camp and has been with the group every year. So he has a wealth of knowledge with this age group specifically, and was on the staff last year of the under-17 select team.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive staff. And I also want to mention, if I'm not mistaken, Bob Corkum also had a pretty nice career in the National Hockey League too, right?
I failed to mention that, but Bob played in the National Hockey League, played on some U.S. national teams, obviously played in international competition, and I can't emphasize the value of that enough, because just the game is different. The bigger sheet of ice, the officiating, the reaction from the crowd, the style of play of the different countries, all of that is unique to the North American and the U.S. game. So those guys that do have that international experience really help us out in our preparation to compete in this international tournament.
So I would imagine all that experience, whether it's, you know, the experience that you have with a tournament like this, and then all the experience that you have on your staff, is a huge help when you, because I imagine it's a big challenge to try to bring these kids in and mold them into as cohesive a unit as you can in a relatively short amount of time.
That's always the biggest challenge. You know, we're a huge geographic country, hockey spread out. The other challenge we have is these kids all play at different places, you know, whether it's junior hockey in the U.S. or junior hockey in Canada, high school hockey, prep school hockey, midget hockey, whatever it is. So they're coming from multiple different levels and in multiple parts of the country. So we challenge ourselves as a staff to do a ton of team building. The team has already, since they were announced in Rochester, already been doing team building over the internet, over conference calls, to get to know each other. And then when we get together, we'll do a lot of exercises to really build some bonds and build some cohesiveness. The other challenge we have, and we really want to emphasize these players without overburdening them, is the fact you are representing the United States. Not just the United States, but USA Hockey, hockey in America, hockey in their team that they play for, and their family and their hometown. So they're representing. It's difficult, I think, for U.S. kids to really understand the glory and the opportunity to represent your country. You know, it's during the Olympics right now, so hopefully people are stopping to pay attention to that and the significance of that. You know, some of these smaller countries, they've been training together. It's easy to pull them together. It's like one of our states. They can pull them together for a camp during the season, and they've been doing this since they were 13 years old for some of them. So, and they have a much smaller player pool. So they usually have finer-tuned systems. They know their player pool a little bit better than we do. But we're challenged, and we take that challenge very seriously and enthusiastically to try to build that cohesive unit as a team for this short-term event.
And you were talking about, you know, the importance of not only representing themselves but representing USA Hockey in their country. I would imagine you spoke earlier about the character when you're looking at kids. You're not only looking at good hockey players, you're also looking at some, you know, good individuals too, that people who are going to go overseas and do all the right things.
Absolutely. I mean, we're under the microscope of, you know, our host, the fans, the parents that go on the trip, the National Hockey League and all of their scouts that are over there. So we're definitely under a microscope. We take that responsibility very seriously. We want our players to feel very serious about that responsibility as well. There's no times for screwing around. There's no time for embarrassing themselves. We're there to do a job. It's only 6 hockey games that they're going to get to play in this short-term event. So hopefully everybody's prepared. We're very confident we've got the right mix of talent, right mix of people on this team.
And one of the last things I wanted to ask you about was, in addition to the on-ice experience, and like you said, you're there to win a tournament and you're there to play games, but I would imagine it's also a great learning experience for a lot of these kids who maybe haven't done a lot of traveling overseas, for them to go see another country, experience the culture, try different foods and things of that nature as well.
Absolutely, and I go out of my way to try to make sure that these kids enjoy and appreciate that opportunity too, because hockey's just one part of your life. Hopefully they're very serious, but they can't be all-consuming of your life. So we try to take advantage of some tours and some sightseeing. When you're away from the rink, yeah, you got to keep your game in mind, but we do want to make it fun. We want to make it a lifelong memory and a life experience that they'll never forget. We'll go on some tours and see some castles. We'll go to the city center and walk around. And I think it's always good and it always humbles us as Americans to see challenges that other countries have. Let us expand our experience with different languages, learn to communicate maybe if we don't speak the same language as maybe the town we're in does. But maybe we can work and learn a few of those words and try to communicate and represent the United States as some friendly, appreciative people that are humble, that really do appreciate the opportunity that our host provides us.
So people who are tuning into this podcast and other people who are just interested in USA Hockey and international hockey, once the puck drops on this tournament, where can they go to get some more information, follow the games, recaps and things of that nature?
All of that will be on USAHockey.com. Hopefully it'll be on the home page. I'm sure it will be. And we'd love for people to follow our team and wish us luck and wish the players luck. But I think the best place to follow it is USAHockey.com.
Great. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck with the team that's going to be representing the United States and USA Hockey overseas.
Thanks, Harry. I always enjoy it.
Well, and keep in mind that the 2012 Ivan Hlinka Memorial Tournament, puck drops on Monday, August 13th. We play Russia. The next day, we play the Czech Republic. And then on Wednesday, August 15th, Finland before we head over to hopefully the semifinals and the championship game. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.